Our ancestors enjoyed a cleaner world. The water and air were cleaner, and when people went out at night, they could look at the stars above and ask questions about our place in the universe. Nowadays, in modern cities, we can barely see the stars at night because our view of them is not only obscured by the quality of the air, but by the quality of the light as well. Not many people realize that the misuse or misdirection of light is a form of pollution. Quite simply, it is called light pollution.
Like other forms of environmental damage, light pollution is created by man and contaminates our surroundings. Like other forms of pollution, it also harms the environment. Just as our opportunities to enjoy rainforests are being taken away by human carelessness, so is our view of the stars at night. However, unlike other forms of environmental damage, the effects of light pollution can easily be reduced and even reversed.
The damage caused by light pollution comes from poorly designed outdoor lighting. Most cities in the world today use outdoor lighting that is not only far too bright, but also directed to places where it is not needed. This wasted light reflects off tiny particles of dust and moisture in the air, causing sky glow. Sky glow causes clouds to glow white, orange, or pink, and destroys our view of the nighttime sky.
The solution to light pollution is to use lower wattage outdoor bulbs and full cutoff shielding. An electric lamp should send all its light down, not upward or sideways. Full cutoff means that no light rays from the lamp go above the horizon and that at least 90% of the light is blocked from going sideways.
Many cities in the world have made changes in the use of outdoor lighting. The result saves money and energy. It also restores our nighttime sky to the way it was when our ancestors gazed above.